be next. Amen. I tell you, I'm thrilled about being saved myself.
Amen.
Yeah.
I appreciate the week. It's been a revival of my heart, my life. Has strengthened me in more ways than I can number.
Yeah.
This just keeps getting better as the years go on. And I've heard people say many times in my life, I don't think I'll ever get him paid back for what he's done.
That's right.
No.
But that'd be an insult for us, to his grace, for us to try to pay him.
Amen.
Back. He's not expecting us to pay him back.
No. That's right.
Amen.
Unmerited.
Now, he loved us enough to come and die for us. His expectation for you and I is for us to live for him.
Yeah, that's right.
He's never called on us to die for him. He's called on us to live for him.
Right.
I believe we ought to be willing to die for him.
Right.
Amen. But the Lord's never charged us to die for him.
No.
But he asked us to live for him.
Yeah.
And I'm grateful this morning that his grace has afforded us and supplied us every need.
Yeah.
According to his riches and glory. And we have today whatever the Lord has.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Whatever's in his storehouse belongs
That's
to his children.
Exactly right. Amen.
And I'm thankful today to be a direct heir to God.
Yeah. Amen.
And joint heir to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's how important we are to him.
That's right.
And in one place, we were called the apple of his eye.
That's right.
And that's how special his children are to him this morning.
Yeah.
The devil will try to magnify what you're not worth.
Yeah.
He'll try to put that under a microscope and
That's
convince
right.
you that you're not worth this, you're not worth that. And the reason I bring that up this morning, another thing I hear people say all the time is they're not worthy. I hear that often. People say that testimony. And I'm not here to try to be a smart aleck about that. I know what people mean when they say that. I understand where they're coming from for us not being worthy. But I'd rather people look at it this way. You've been made worthy through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's right. That
You're
right
worth
there.
As much to God as Jesus is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
The Bible said we're one in Christ.
Yes.
If we're in Christ, we've been made one with him. If God sees you, he can only see you in the person of his son.
Amen. Yeah.
You're worth just as much to God as Jesus is.
Right.
Amen. I know in the flesh we're not worthy. Amen. But God made no provision for the flesh.
Amen.
Amen. Right. Preacher's done mentioned this week that seed that remaineth in us, it sinneth not. It cannot sin.
That's right.
Right.
God looketh on the inward man, not the outward man. So what God has saved is worth just as much to God as Jesus is.
Amen.
Amen. And Jesus thought you were worth enough to him, amen, to suffer the eternal wrath of God in 3 hours on the cross. Only God could do that.
That's right.
Only God could do that.
Amen.
He suffered the wrath of God in 3 hours on a tree. Cursed is every man that hangeth on a tree.
Yeah.
A lot of folks fail to realize he was made a curse for us.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, praise his name.
That's right.
I thank God this morning that Jesus went all the way to Calvary. Not only was he willing to die and suffer death, but he was willing to suffer the death of the cross.
Amen. Right.
And the Bible called it the blood of his cross. Yeah. Not just any cross. There were two thieves that were hanged right beside him.
Yeah.
Nailed to a tree. They died the exact same way that Jesus died.
Amen.
I've often said it wasn't necessarily the how and the way that he died, but it was who was doing the dying.
Yes.
Amen. That's what's most important about Calvary. It wasn't the manner in which he was murdered, but it was who was doing the dying.
Amen.
That made all the difference. Many were crucified before him, and many were crucified after him.
Yeah.
After the same manner. It is said in history that Peter was crucified upside down. Amen. Many were crucified.
Yeah.
Many were slaughtered for the name of Christ.
Yes.
But it wasn't the way they died or the manner in which they died that made it so important. But it was what they were dying for.
That's right.
That
Amen.
Made it so important this morning. And I'm grateful for the blood of his cross. His cross. my friend, is the most important cross.
Amen.
His cross this morning is where we find redemption.
Amen.
Where we find the healing for our soul. By His stripes, the Bible said, we are healed.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I say praise His holy name. Amen. We'll take a minute out or two every day and praise the Lord for the blood of His cross.
Yeah.
Amen. Without a cross, all we've done this week is in vain.
Amen.
Without a cross, all the labor this preacher's put into preaching this week has been in vain.
Right.
Amen. I'm thankful this morning. Even the Apostle Paul talked about his cross. He said, I glory in nothing else but the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Amen. He said, if any man has a right to glory, he said, it'd be me. Amen. He was schooled by the greatest masters of his time.
Amen.
Amen. He learned by the greatest teachers. I believe he memorized all 613 points of the Mosaic Law. He had it every T crossed and every I dotted.
Yeah.
He was a Pharisee of the Pharisee, a Hebrew. He was proud of his lineage. He was proud of his history. He was proud of his name. He was named after the first king of Israel.
Yeah.
What a heritage he has.
Right.
What pride he had in the flesh. But he said, I count it all as nothing that I may know Him. And not just know Him, but know Him in the power of His resurrection and in the fellowship of His suffering. Amen. There's a lot of folk know about Him, but they don't know the fellowship of His suffering. They don't know the power of His resurrection. Oh, bless His holy name. I'm glad I took part with Him at Calvary. Many want to go to heaven, but they don't want a cross. I'm glad I took my place at Calvary the day that He saved me and washed me white as snow. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I took my place at Calvary. Amen. People talk about how quick it is that God saves people. Now, I've talked about that here before. We talk about salvation in the past tense. It happened so fast.
Yes.
It happened back younger. Amen. It's always in the past tense.
Right.
Amen. And somebody might stay at the altar all night trying to get saved. It ain't God trying to save
That's
them.
Right.
It's them trying to get saved.
Yes.
Friend, it might take people all day to die. But when they die, salvation happens in a moment.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It happens in an instant. Right. It happens so fast. It happens in the past.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Right.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Heard a preacher say one time, he's talking about dying at the cross, Brother Chris.
Yeah.
And he said, you can beat a snake in the head and his tail will wiggle all day long. Everything dies hard, don't it?
Yeah.
Amen. Nothing wants to give up the ghost. Everything dies hard. But if you're willing to die at the cross, oh friend, you can have life eternal.
Yeah.
Amen. The Bible says, except a corn of wheat fall in the ground and die, it abideth alone.
Amen.
But if it die,
it
bringeth forth much fruit.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I'm grateful for the day, amen, that I was buried, my friend, in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I was resurrected in the newness of life.
Sure.
Amen. There's more people say, they keep talking about the great hereafter and what God's going to do. My friend, in the new kingdom, bless your heart this morning.
Come on.
I'm living in the new kingdom
today. Sir.
In the new heaven and the new earth. I'm enjoying it right now. I'm not waiting on the goodness of God or the reward of God. I'm enjoying it this morning.
Amen.
I've enjoyed it all week long.
Yeah, me too, brother.
Praise the Lord. I'm not worried about real estate in Israel today. Amen. I've got citizenship in the glory world.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We're dual citizens this morning, but we're just passing through this old place.
Amen.
Amen. I don't believe Abraham ever drove the stakes down too deep.
No,
he defined himself as a sojourner and a pilgrim in this world, looking for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. And the Bible said here he found no continued city, but he sought one to come.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. He didn't drive the stakes down too far. I can see him looking over at the family and saying, don't get them too deep because we're moving on.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. your pack light because we're traveling.
Yes.
Amen. I'm planning on leaving here one day after a while.
Yeah.
It won't be long, Brother Tim, and we'll stumble no more. We'll fail no more.
Yeah.
Our heart will break no more. We're lost in the dying world.
Yeah.
I won't have to preach to sinners.
Right.
When I get on heaven's fair shore. Hallelujah. Yeah. We'll sing a new song.
Yeah.
A praise that the angels cannot sing.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Praise the Lord. I've been waiting all week.
Amen. It's all right, brother. Get your part.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. I'm glad to get in. Ain't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Thank God for Jesus.
Finish it out.
What a blessing it is to know Him in the free pardon of sin.
Yes.
As I've told you many times, if you could, if it were possible with the human eye this morning, to go on 29 Chester Todd Road over there on the bluff.
Yeah.
Amen. In Walsh Chapel Community. And go into that back bedroom of that little two-bedroom house. Brother Wesley, you'd see a dead carcass laying there.
Yeah.
Amen. That's where the old man died.
Yes.
And the new man was resurrected that day.
Yeah.
I'm still enslaved by bars of clay this morning. It's old outer man. My friend is cursed by sin.
Yes.
Brother Chris talked about what the Apostle Paul said. Oh, wretched man that I am.
Yeah.
He said previous to that, the law of sin is in my members. He talked about when I do good, I find out how to do it. Amen. I tell you, in this old outward man, it's a struggle, it's a battle, it's a war every day.
Yeah.
Amen. And the closer I get to the graveyard, the sweeter it gets to think about glory and going home. I tell you this morning, I've done all the dying I aim to do.
Yeah.
A death would be a blessing this morning to the child of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Precious in the eyes of God are the death of His saints. We look at it as a monster this morning. And in hell, death would be an angel.
Yes.
But to the saints of God, it's rejoicing evermore to leave this world and inherit our eternal.
Yes. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord.
That's good preaching.
To us, it's a monster. In hell, death would be an angel.
Yes.
But to us that are saved, amen.
Yeah.
It's just transferring from this world to a better one.
Right.
That's right.
Brother Raymond, you say, as soon as I quit breathing here, I'll start breathing
over. Amen.
Amen. I'll take my last step here, my first step over yonder.
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I believe it was David said there has been a breath between me and death. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. One breath, one heartbeat away from being in a better country.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. I'm glad I'm in this morning.
Me too, brother.
Thank God I'm glad I'm on the inside.
Yes, amen.
I'm no longer on the outside looking in.
That's right.
Michael talked about that beggar crying out the other night. Boy, that got to stirring in my heart.
Yeah.
Amen. I've told this many times. About the night I got saved, Brother Chris.
Thank you, Brother Justin.
I was alone by myself in the bedroom. I was afraid to move out of my bed. I was underneath the covers. I was trying to find some kind of covering.
Yeah.
I was trying to find some way to soothe my conscience.
Yeah.
And it was dark in the room. And I was looking for some kind of hope. I was in trouble. Yo, I don't know if I can ever get it across to you just how lost I was.
Yeah.
I was as lost as a man could be lost.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was staring hell right in the face, and I knew I was a hell-deserving sinner.
Yeah.
I knew that if I went there, I deserved to go there.
Right.
As a 13-year-old boy, I had enough sense to know
God bless
that.
You, Brother Justin.
Amen, that I was on my way
right.
to hell. And I couldn't to this day tell you if my mouth ever moved or if my lips ever said a word. But my heart cried out the louder.
Yeah.
The louder and the louder I cried out in my heart for God to do something in my life. Amen.
Yeah.
And I thank God that not only did He deliver me from hell that night, but He delivered me from the power of sin. I'm no longer a slave to sin. Amen. And when people get saved, whether you believe it or not, most Baptists don't, but God not only saves you, amen, from the penalty of sin, He saves you from the practice of sin.
Amen.
Amen. And I'm no longer a slave to it this morning.
Amen.
And I have got liberty in the Lord today not to do what I want to, amen, but to do what He wants
amen.
To.
Amen.
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 Right.
Right.
Amen. That's I couldn't right. live for him before.
Right.
And I can live for him now.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. And as we travel on in the journey of salvation, we just keep finding out more.
Yes.
About who and what we are.
Yes.
As God's children. Amen. There's some people feel like they've arrived. They've learned
right.
everything. Amen. Oh, the Apostle Paul, he said, I've not yet apprehended what's apprehended me.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
He got me one day and he said, I've been trying to get it and I ain't got it yet.
That's right.
Amen. Yeah. And he made that statement after the Lord had caught him up in the third heaven, let him see things that was not lawful to him utter.
Right.
Amen. He got to see and understand things that man's never got to see and understand.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
But yet he said, I've not yet apprehended what's apprehended me.
Right.
I haven't seen the full picture.
Yeah.
He said, and the Bible said, right now we see through a glass darkly.
Well,
amen. Well, right now our view is dim
right.
and everything looks a little cloudy through the eyes of this world and the eyes of this place.
Yeah.
But one day God's going to get the window cleaner out. Amen. And clear up the sun.
Amen.
Amen. And our faith will end in sight and we'll see Him just as He is.
Amen.
Amen.
And I'm glad I'm going. I hope you got a testimony today. I'm about to wind this up. But I'm glad today to be numbered among you.
Yes.
I'm not ashamed of the church.
Amen, Brother Justin.
Of the living God.
Right.
That's the only source of life that's in this world.
Yes,
it's the only organization
yes.
in this world that has God's name on it.
Right.
Yes. Amen.
Right.
It's the only place in the world where God put His power and His presence.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And His glory.
That's right. Yeah.
Ephesians lets us know that.
Right.
Unto Him be glory in the church of God. Amen. You want to find the glory of God? Get over to church.
Amen.
That's where you'll find it. You ain't going to find it out yonder anywhere.
No.
But you'll find it over here.
Amen.
He said this was a special place last night. It is.
You're right.
It most certainly is a special place.
Amen.
Amen. Brick and mortar is not the house of God.
No, it's not. That's right.
But wherever the church assembles is a special place.
Yes, amen.
Amen. I don't know what the place looked like over in Acts chapter 3 and 4 where the church got together after Peter and all them boys come back and said, hey, they told us not to preach anymore in the name of Jesus.
Yeah, right.
They straightly charged us and
right.
threatened us and said, don't speak anymore His name.
Yeah.
Amen. And most people today say, well, if y'all had any sense, y'all calm down. The law's going to get you. They're going to shut y'all down. They're going to make y'all quit doing what you're doing. If you had any sense, y'all back off. People say, y'all carry it too far. We haven't carried it far enough.
That's right.
You know what Peter did? He went right back to the church after the government had told him to shut his mouth.
Right.
He went right back to the church, told them all things that they had said unto them.
Yes.
And you know what the church did? They got down on their face before God and they began to pray. And the Bible said the place where they were gathered was shaken. Amen. God showed up in that place.
Yeah.
I don't know where it was, but wherever the church was, that's where God was.
Right.
And He shook the place. And He endued them with power. And the Bible said they left there and spake with more boldness than they ever had.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We're
praise
not bold enough.
Amen.
We need more boldness.
We sure do.
Amen. We need the power of God in our life.
That's right.
Amen. Yes, what a joy to be here this week. Feel a little wind from heaven blow
yes.
across my soul. Amen. What a joy to be here.
Yes,
this
sir,
week.
Brother Justin.
Preacher, I love you. I would try to jump in front of you.
Go ahead and jump.
Today. And I did feel like I wanted to testify a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
And
I'm glad you did.
Let you know that I'm saved and I'm yes, on my
sir.
Way.
Yes, sir.
And I'll tell you this one more time. I love this church. My heritage is right here. And coming back here has been a big blessing to me. And I always wanted to come home,
yeah.
Bruce. And if it had meant sitting over about where you're sitting and holding the preacher's coat, I'd been happy to do that.
I believe it.
Amen. There's something about home. And getting home, there's a peacefulness
yes,
about home.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
But I want to, when I get to thinking about my real home.
Oh, yeah.
A place that I've never been.
Right.
But I believe this. You don't have to believe what I believe, but I believe when we get there, it's going to be as though we've always been there.
Amen. I do too, brother.
The former shall not be remembered. Is that
right.
not what it says?
Right.
I don't believe I'll be able to reflect back on this
no,
life.
No, sir. I don't need
think about things down here in this life. People say, oh, Granny's gone on to heaven. She's looking down on us.
She's
proud
not.
This morning. I know.
No, she's
no,
not.
No, Grandma's not looking down
no,
on this
she's
today.
Not.
Amen. People's got all kind of ideas about what happens when they leave here. Amen. I'm not going to get in that this morning, but I know to be absent from the body is to be present with
Amen.
The Lord. I know that much this morning.
Yes.
Amen. And I do agree with what that preacher read the other night. When the Lord, amen, gets us all, and I don't believe he's necessarily going to take a partial bride either.
No.
But when he does get us, he's going to wipe himself. He's going to wipe the tears from our eyes.
Amen.
And the former shall not be remembered.
Yes.
And I believe it to be as though we've always been there.
Amen. Right. Believe that too, brother.
Amen. And I'll tell you this one more time. Eternal life didn't start when I got it, and it didn't start when you got
That's
it.
That's right.
Think about that. That's
right.
Amen.
Grasp.
He gave it to us eternal life. Now, if we understand that right, eternal life has no beginning, no ending.
Amen. That's
it right. It didn't start when I got it.
That's right. That's right.
Amen.
Brother
as
Justin.
Far back as your mind lets you go and as far forward as it lets you go, right. You'll find eternal life.
Yes.
Amen. So if you get that, let me know. Amen. If you can get to understand
yeah.
that, let me know about it. Maybe you can shout about it some.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Somebody need to testify this morning. That's my part. I've done all I need to do.
God bless you.
Amen.
Brother Justin.
But I appreciate you affording me an opportunity to testify
yes.
this morning. Somebody else jump in and testify.
Oh, help yourself.
Let this
amen.
Preacher close out the morning however he feels later.
Amen.
Amen. If you don't need to testify. Somebody.
Amen.
Well, I done stood once, but I went back to the Lord again.
Yes.
My daddy taught me, have a lot of faith.
Yes.
He said, when you pray for something, look for it.
God bless
you. And Max
you.
And I, we were married in 1950, so I think we lived in Arkansas when this happened. Daddy had moved on to California with my stepmother and half sisters, and he got a chance to buy a little 3-room house and
yeah.
an acre of land. And there he had four girls and his wife, so he knew it wasn't big enough. So he stepped out on faith, and he dug the trench around on the back of the house to add on some rooms. He wrote me a letter about this, how he done it. He said that when God gave him a little bit of extra money, he poured the concrete down. Eventually,
yeah.
kept on getting the sound foundation. God kept supplying. Eventually, he got all that room, those rooms done,
mm-hmm.
except the windows. He had the holes cut for the windows, the size he needed,
yeah.
and he didn't know when he's going to be able to get them. But a man stopped by there to ask Daddy's directions somewhere. And Daddy's, he's a bigger talker than I am. So the man didn't get away from him before Daddy showed him what he was doing. And that
yeah.
man had the number of windows that he needed in the back seat of his car and in his right side. He gave all to Daddy.
How about that? Amen. God does provide.
Amen.
I let the Lord down so many years.
God bless you.
But the Lord stood beside me. Thank God for that. I guess it took me a long time to wake up
yeah.
and saved and baptized.
God bless you.
But even though my second wife from Gunnersville, she's done a lot to lead me to the Lord.
Yes.
She's in heaven today.
God bless you.
She's seen that twin brother that died at birth.
God.
She's with her family.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to be with my family one of these days.
God bless you, brother.
There's no greater place than the church and here.
That's right.
You and all these good
God bless you.
People. Just love them all.
God, we love you too, Brother Jim. God bless
you.
Glad you're able to be here.
Amen.
Who'll be next?
Brother
Yes, sir.
I'm still saved.
Oh, yeah.
I do love the Lord.
God bless you.
You know, I've been in trouble here lately about my job over at McDonald's,
yeah.
what you're doing.
Yeah.
Our time, hours, and everything. And so, I've been pondering that. I got down through the Wednesday night. I said, Lord, I need your help.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't do it.
Yeah.
What should I do in changing jobs?
Yeah.
Well, yesterday, coming in from work, a lady I go by and pick up, she worked my shift.
Yeah.
And she said, why don't you go by Jack's? I hadn't even considered Jack's. I've done past Jack's. I said, well, why don't we just turn around?
Yeah.
I went in there and I talked to the manager. And, he asked me a few questions, how long I've been with my dog, and so on and so forth.
Sure.
And he said, I'll tell you what, he said, I've just lost one of my hostesses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, God bless you, brother Jim.
Now I've got a little walk for my Tuesday and go back over there and go get my paperwork ready.
Okay.
And I know the Lord that worked that out.
Yeah,
sure.
God bless you. Yeah. God bless you, Brother Jerry.
I've let it down so many times.
I have too.
Yeah.
But I do love it.
God bless your heart, friend. Bless your heart. Amen. He does provide.
Yes, he does.
He does provide. Amen. Somebody else, you help yourself. Amen. Brother Chris Reeves is my friend, and I love him. I want him to come just to say a few words, whatever you got on your heart. Brother, you close however you feel led to close this morning. Amen. I sure do appreciate you. And I'm glad the Lord give you that negative test this morning. Yeah, we're going to shake hands with him now. Amen.
I don't know why, but as Brother Justin was preaching this morning and the things he said about coming home and different things, the Lord got to this, reminded me of a couple of things, and I'm not going to preach. I'm sorry, Miss Hazel, you have to come another time. She told me this morning she just wanted to hear me preach.
Yeah.
But I was just thinking about how the Lord's providential hand has worked in my life.
Oh, God bless you, brother.
What Jerry said.
Yeah.
And some of y'all know this and some of you don't. I wasn't really raised in the old time way. Uh-huh. I didn't know nothing about preaching the way that I preach.
Right.
I never had been around it.
Right.
And my mother and daddy took me to revival when I shared that with them. Brother Kenneth was preaching. And the Lord saved me that night.
Yes.
And there's something that he put in my heart that was different. Well, then I started dating my wife, and she went down to Whitespurs, United Baptist Church down there, and they'd go to meet me and testify and worship.
Would.
And I fell in love with that worship.
Mm-hmm.
And then it wasn't too much longer down the road, me and her got married, and
and
we got to looking for a church.
Yeah.
And the Lord led us over to High Point.
Yeah.
I just here on the other side of Aberville.
Yep.
And Brother Mike Knott was the pastor.
Yep.
We joined up there, and the Lord blessed us. And I didn't. There's a lot of things that I didn't know because I had never heard it before.
Right.
And the Lord started helping me with some things. And I started going around to revivals. I met up with Brother Bruce going to revivals.
Yep.
And I went to all these different churches and all these places. And the Lord just led me here and there.
Yeah.
And preaching appointments started to come.
Yeah.
And we was preaching everywhere. And I want to share this with you. Me and Natalie were, I was 25 years old. And I drove down to Second Baptist to Vaniana and I preached a morning and a night service.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Wayne Alcorn was the pastor, and he just had resigned. No, I preached a night service.
Yeah.
And I left that night, and me and Natalie were coming home, and she told me, we was talking about one thing was coming by Tate Scott Church. And I looked over at her, and I just said, how would she feel about me pastoring down here?
Yeah.
And she thought I was talking about Second Baptist, since Brother Wayne had resigned, and she said, well, I guess there's worse places, you know. That's where the Lord's leading us. I mean, that'd be fine. And she started talking about the people at Second Baptist, and I said, I'm not talking about Second Baptist. I'm talking about Tate Scab.
Yeah.
We were driving by the church, and she said, have they called you?
Yeah.
And I said, no, but they're going to.
Mm.
I'm just telling you what happened.
Yeah.
And Monday night, the phone rang, and before she picked the phone up, I said, that's Tate Scab Church on the phone.
Yep.
And the look on her face when she answered the phone and started talking and gave me the phone, and I said, who is it? And she said, it's Tate Scab Church.
Yeah.
She gave me the phone. It was one of the deacons. They wanted to come talk to me.
Right.
And they came to my house, and the Lord, they made me on their heart, and they voted me in.
Right.
And they ordained me from High Point, and I went and pastored at Tate Scab.
Yes.
I'd been there for 5 years, and the Lord told me it was time to go. And I resigned and didn't know where to go, what to do. You know, I worked out. I stayed with them for about 2.5 months. And they called Brother Darrell Ross.
Yep.
And when I called Brother Darrell, they wanted me to see if he was staying or not. And I'd been resigned a couple of weeks. So I called Brother Darrell Ross. And I said, Brother Darrell, I just want to know what you're doing this year.
Yeah.
He said, well, why are you asking? And I said, well, I resigned a couple of weeks ago. And I was just kind of curious what you're doing. He said, well, I'll tell you one thing. You're not helping me any.
Right.
And I said, what do you mean? He said, why does the Lord want me to swap churches? I said, brother, I don't know what you're talking about. And he said, well, you will soon enough.
Mm-hmm.
And they called him at Tate Scott, voted him in, and he worked out his notice and left. And there was three men on the pulpit committee at Oak Grove. They met together and prayed, and they prayed a couple of times. And they all sat down together and said, I've got somebody on the heart. And they all had somebody on the heart. And they said, that Brother Brian, one of the men on the pulpit committee, said, I got somebody, but he's pastoring a church. So they wrote their names down on a hat, on a piece of paper, and put it in a hat. And they opened up the names in the hat. My name was on all three pieces of paper. And they called me the pastor at Oak Grove. So yeah. I pastored up there for 11 years.
Yep.
And I saw some wonderful things. And the Lord blessed our home.
Yep.
And we went from a home of four to a home of six.
Yep.
While we were up there. And the Lord blessed my family. And I praise the Lord for that.
Yeah.
Amen. We're coming up on revival. And
bless him, Lord.
The yard, Brother Justin, and the Lord spoke to my heart.
Yeah.
And said, you're done. Mm-hmm. This is it.
Tough.
And I thought, Lord, I've been here for 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't know. And I was done.
Mm-hmm.
And about a month later, I was mowing the grass. And I could see Natalie in the sink, in the window. She was washing some dishes.
Yeah.
I got off a little more and I walked in the house. And I said, Natalie, I said, the Lord is, I'm going to have to resign from Oak Grove.
Yeah.
And she said, well, okay.
Mm.
If that's what the Lord leads, you know, that'll be okay. And she said, where are we going? I said, well, I'll just tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I may just go over and be a member. I ain't heard nothing about Brother Joey leaving.
Yeah.
I said, but I've had Pleasant Hill on my mind for a month.
Yeah.
And she said, well, that's kind of funny. She said, I've been thinking about them a lot lately myself.
Yeah.
Now, I resigned on the Sunday after, or 2 weeks after revival. And the same Sunday I resigned, unbeknownst to me, Brother Joey Grant resigned at Pleasant Hill number two.
Yeah, yeah.
The deacons met on Tuesday night. They called me on Wednesday. I went and preached for them a week later on a Sunday morning, a Sunday night. They voted and called me the pastor over there.
Yeah.
And the Lord is just everywhere I've been, it's been by the Lord leading me.
Always.
And I praise the Lord for that.
Amen.
And I don't know if I'm going, this may be my last Sunday to ever pastor at Pleasant Hill. Or I may be there for 30 years.
Amen.
But I know this, he'll do the trust.
Yes, amen. He will.
Amen.
Brother Jerry, he'll do the trust.
Yes.
If it's his will for you to go to Jack's, he'll just work that, those
That's
things
right.
out.
That's right. Amen.
And don't think about little things to other people.
Right.
But they're big things to me.
Oh, yeah.
You know what was funny? The Sunday morning that I realized I was going to have to resign from Tate's Camp, I realized that behind the pulpit, the Lord let me know.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't resign then because I told my wife I'd always let her know.
Yes.
That's right.
We got in the car and I cranked the car up and I started to put it in reverse. And I looked over to say something to her, and she said, don't tell me now.
Yeah.
Let's get out of the parking lot first.
Mm-hmm.
She already knew.
Yeah.
She
yeah.
said, she told me on the way home, she said, I didn't want to cry in front of everybody. I knew what she was going to say.
Yeah.
And I resigned the next Sunday.
Yeah.
And the Lord's always been with us, and the Lord's always guided us.
Yes.
And you know the way the Lord works things out, and I don't mean to call any kind of attention to the situation.
Yeah.
But, the Lord blessed us,
mm-hmm.
blessed me and Natalie. We actually have three children. We got our five children. We have one that's buried over at Bethany Baptist Church,
right.
over at the graveyard there.
Yeah.
And they blessed us with Leouse and Hannah Kate.
Yeah.
And one day, I went home with a lady. I went home to see a lady from church. Her husband was a deacon, and he was bedbound.
Yeah.
She was there. I walked in the door. It was on a Sunday afternoon, and there's two little old kids there.
Yeah.
One of them was 5 years old, and he wasn't listening to nothing she said.
Mm-hmm.
The little old girl was 14 months old.
Yep.
And she cried the whole time I was there. I went back on Wednesday night to take her check. She cleaned the church. Our Wednesday afternoon, them kids were still there. And I looked at her, and I said, why don't you let them kids come spend the night with me Saturday night and give you a few hours of relief, and then I'll bring them back to you Sunday.
Yeah.
And she said, well, you'll have to talk to DHR, you know. She was the safety plan for the kids. And so I called DHR, and they said, get them as much as you want.
Yeah.
So they came and spent the night with me on Saturday, and little old girl cried every time I came in the room.
Yeah.
And I couldn't even get around her. For some reason, she took to my oldest daughter, Lee Allison.
Yeah.
She carried her on her hip all weekend. They stayed Saturday night and Sunday night and stayed Monday night. And we took them back home Tuesday morning. And the next weekend, they come to the house. I told them they could come spend the night again on Saturday. They spent the night with us Saturday. And while we was there, Brother Justin, she wanted, it was little Cadence, she wanted a little junior mint.
Yeah.
And Natalie was breaking off pieces of it and giving it to her. And she wanted another one. And I told Natalie, I said, let me have that junior meal. And I sat down in the floor and crossed my legs. And I started breaking apart that little old junior man.
Yeah.
And she'd come get it from me. And she'd walk away.
Yeah.
She'd get it and she'd walk away. Well, she wanted another one. Natalie said, no, that's too much. Yeah. I said, give her one more.
Yeah.
And before it was done, she sat down on my leg.
Yeah.
And I was giving her that little old candy. And I won her over with a junior meal. Amen.
Yeah.
I won her over.
Thank you, Lord.
We spent the night, Saturday night and Sunday night. And we took them back on Monday. And I got a call from DHR. And they called and said, we don't want to put y'all in a bad place. But there's nowhere in their family they can go. Nobody can.
Yeah.
It was a pretty bad situation. And they said, the great-grandmother's not following the safety plan. She's not following the rules. And they got to go somewhere. And if you and your wife don't take them, we're going to put them in the foster care system. Mm. Well, I called Natalie and I said, told the situation. She said, we can't let that happen.
Mm.
And I said, we'll just bring them home with us. So I called DHR and said, we'll take them.
Yeah.
We got them a bed situated. We got some stuff. And they came to our house. We thought they'd be there a week or 2 weeks or a month. Time rocked on and time rocked on. And the Lord tied our hearts together.
Yeah.
And let me love them little kids.
Yeah.
Just like they're my own.
Sure.
And when the scripture talks about we're adopted into the family of God.
Thank you, Lord.
That has a whole new meaning to me today.
Oh, yeah.
All those years before. I love them adopted kids just as much as I love my older two kids.
Yes.
And they came to the house. And Hank knew me as Brother Chris. That's what he called me.
Thank you.
He called Natalie, Miss Natalie. And after about a week or two, or maybe not even that long, Cadence was calling us Mom and Dad.
Yeah.
And it was just a fit, you know. Hank called me Brother Chris and Brother Chris. And then one day, I got home from work. And I went back down to his bedroom, Brother Bruce. And I said, hey, bud, how's it going? He said, hey, Dad. He said, I forgot what he wanted to do. He could ask me for about anything that day. We'd have done it if I could have. And something sweet, and I became his dad.
Yeah.
And I went and told Natalie, I said, he started calling me Dad. And she said, he'd been calling me Mom all day. And I praise the Lord for that. And we knocked on our family.
Thank you, Lord.
Things took place. And it was set up for we could adopt the kids.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
I was explaining to Hayden what adoption was.
Yeah.
He's old enough to understand. You see, this was in 2017.
Yeah.
And I started talking to him about, as far as me and Mom were concerned, they were, Cadence and him were our children. But we was going to make it legal so it'd be that way and everybody would know it.
Right.
And I was explaining to him, I said, son, we're going to change your last name to Reeves.
Yeah.
And you'll be a Reeves just like Leouse and Hannah Kate.
Yeah.
You're going to be just like our other kids.
That's right.
And then I was explaining to him about changing his name.
Yes.
And he said, Dad, he said, your first name's Richard, isn't it? And
yeah.
I said, yeah, buddy.
Yep.
My first name's Richard. And he said, Granddad, his first name's Richard, isn't it?
Yep.
I said, yeah, buddy, it is. And I said, you never knew my granddaddy.
Mm-hmm.
But his first name was Richard, too.
Mm-hmm.
He said, so Richard's the family name. Mm-hmm. And I said, yeah, Richard's the family name. He said, can I change my first name to Richard? Praise the Lord. His name is Richard Hayden Reeves. Today.
Yes.
He's
Amen.
Been adopted into our family.
Yeah.
He's my son.
Thank God.
His name is Cadence Faith Reeves, and she's my daughter.
Yeah.
And the Lord blessed our home.
Thank you, Lord.
We went from two kids to four kids. We didn't think we needed anymore, but God saw that we needed two more.
Bless
and
your heart, preacher.
What those kids mean to me.
Amen.
It makes me know what I mean to God when He adopted me into the family of God.
Amen.
I say, bless his name.
God bless you, preacher.
For his goodness for me.
Yes.
I praise the Lord. That the Lord bless me. And he's, I'm going to tell you something, Brother Bruce. When I was playing football, and I just one of those kind of players.
Yeah.
If my football coach told me I could have ran through that wall, and he said, you can do it, and he gave me something, told me to do it, I'd have gave him my dead level best to run through that wall.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something? If the Lord told me to run through that wall, I'd run right through it, believing there'd be a hole.
Believing he'd make a way through it. Amen.
I trust him.
Yes.
He's blessed my family.
He'll do the trust.
He's blessed my
heart. Yes.
Home. You talk about not being worthy. None of us are worthy.
No, we're not.
He made me worthy.
Made us worthy.
Amen.
Made us worthy.
Praise the Lord. I thank God. What can I render unto the Lord for all His benefits toward
my
me?
My goodness. Yes.
More than I could ever. I can't pay Him back.
No.
That's why it's called grace. It's unmerited favor.
That's right.
He's just good to me because He wants to be.
That's right, brother.
I don't really know why I need to share that this morning.
God bless your heart.
But the Lord knows what He's doing.
Yes, He does, brother.
And I trust Him.
Yes.
I trust Him with all my heart.
Amen.
My soul and my mind. I trust the Lord. He'll do to trust Him.
Yes, He will.
In the day we live in.
Yes.
That's my testimony. I guess maybe this morning, that's a long one, maybe.
Well, I like it.
But I appreciate the Lord saving me and keeping me.
Yes.
And His goodness has been given to me just over and over and over.
Yes.
Above and beyond.
Yeah.
I can't pay Him back. And I'm going to praise Him for how good He's been to me.
Oh, yes.
Amen. He's been good to me.
Yes, sir.
Amen. That's all I got, Brother Justin.
God bless you.
I just want to brag on the Lord this morning.
I'm glad.
For His providential hand being good to my life.
Yes.
The Lord's blessed me. Amen. I never dreamed I'd be where I'm at this morning.
Yeah.
Amen. But I'll surely praise Him for where I'm at this
morning. Thank God,
man. Bless you, Brother Justin.